let's pick up Miriam in Los Angeles, and she's got a 21-year-old son who has some issues with his toes. Are you there, Miriam?
I am. Thank you so much for taking my call, Dr. Marshall.
Okay.
He has had, for the last 10 years, fungus on each of his toenails, mm-hmm. and I've tried to do everything naturally with no success, so mm-hmm. I did take him to a doctor who wanted to put him on Lamisil for 3 months, and I don't want to do that.
Well, you see, the real issue when you have problems with the toes, the real issue often is not the toe at all. Often it's an injury that he may have sustained when he was 10 or 11, usually at the tailbone. He may have had a sacral injury or a tailbone injury, and as a result, he may have impaired nerve and energy flow to the feet. And when this happens, the opportunistic bugs that are present there can go ahead and trigger the fungus. And once this gets a death grip, it's kind of hard to get it out of there. But I would say that the first step is to have someone check his low back, maybe a chiropractor, and find out when he was 10 or 11 what happened. Did he fall off a building? Did he go skiing? Yeah.
When he was 20 months, he fell from the second floor, and fortunately he got up and walked away. Two months later, he fell off a chair and broke his left wrist. And then when he was 10, he jumped over a fence that had barbed wire, and his left hand had two layers of 19 stitches.
Okay. So the 19 stitches in the hand, typically it doesn't reflex to the low back, but I would suspect there's some other injuries. Fortunately, you live in Los Angeles, and we have a great clinic in Los Angeles. There's Dr. Vincent Medici in our clinic in Torrance, and he can get to the bottom of where the injury is, what you need to do in terms of Medibody packing it to erase it, and once you have the normal nerve and energy flow reestablished to the toe, then you can begin to use topical things and watch this thing just recover completely. What I would say is that you can ask Dr. Medici to therapy localize. That means test each toe at the nail, and you'll see it's weak. And then once he finds the site at the sacrum or wherever it is, the tailbone, he can VRT your son. That'll make every point temporarily strong. Then he can go stress the suspect site and show it takes off all the toes. And if it doesn't take them all off, we're going to have to find another injury so that we get to the bottom of it. Once that is corrected so that stress tapping no longer takes off the toes, now you got a duck soup job of getting the body strong enough to clear the fungus. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Bye now.